sense, stretched from what is the modern nation-state of Ukraine in the west to the Chinese-Mongolian border in the east. Even with the advances in archaeological science and the lifting of the Iron Curtain in the 1990s, it's still difficult to pinpoint the exact point of origin of the Scythians, but scholars have been able to narrow it down quite a bit. Ancient peoples such as the Scythians are often studied in regards to the linguistic cultural family from which they hail. In the case of the Scythians, it has been determined that they were descended from the Indo-European linguistic cultural group, and that the language they spoke was Iranic and very similar to the dialect spoken by the ancient Persians, which was known as Avestan. The Scythians' language connected them in some ways with the Persians, but they also developed in close geographic proximity to other people in Central Asia. The geographic origins of the first Indo-European peoples remain a source of debate among some scholars, but the majority believe that they all originated on the southern Russian steppes, just north of the Caucasus Mountains. Once the Scythians began to develop as a people, they ventured to both the eastern and western limits of their range. The first Indo-European tribes reached the Yenisei River of Siberia around 1700 BCE, which marked the eastern limits of the Scythian advance. At this point, tracking the prehistoric Scythians became problematic. Although definite features of Scythian culture can be identified, especially in regards to their funerary practices, they demonstrated a willingness to assimilate different cultural ideas and even foreign peoples into their own group. The Eastern Scythians especially took on Asiatic cultural attributes and genetics at an early period. The remains of some Scythian burials have revealed that some of the Eastern Scythians had considerable amounts of Asiatic genetic heritage. Remains of the Western Scythians do not indicate Asiatic admixture, but it was common for elite Scythians to marry Greek or Thracian nobles. Combined with the permeable nature of the Eastern Scythians was the fact that the very name Scythian became a generic term that the sedentary cultures of the Near East used to refer to any nomadic tribe from the steppes. The problem of nomenclature also arose with the Eastern Scythians' closest neighbors, the Achaemenid Persians. In Achaemenid texts, the Scythians were often referred to as Saka, while in Greek texts, the Scythians earned the names they are known by today. Despite some of the problems inherent in identifying the early course of the Scythians' wanderings, there is no question concerning how they traversed such a widespread area. The Scythians were known for their horsemanship skills and their ability to fight on horseback. The Indo-European ancestors of the Scythians were the first people in the world to domesticate the horse on the steppes of Russia, sometime after 4800 BCE. Horses were first used as a source of food because, unlike cows or sheep, they have the mental and physical capabilities to break through ice in order to get to grass. Besides being able to break through ice to eat, horses were well adapted to the steppes for a number of other reasons. Since horses have the ability to find their own food sources, herders did not need to follow them with fodder. Horses also have an uncanny ability to go without water for much longer periods than either sheep or cattle. As domestication of the horse spread to the Near East and China, the nomadic peoples of the steppes used horses for herding and then raiding more sedentary cultures. Moreover, after the Scythian culture developed, better horses were bred and eventually new technologies were developed to make horseback riding easier and more effective. For example, excavations of the Scythian settlements on the steppes of southern Ukraine have uncovered some of the earliest known bits. The bit allowed the Scythians to control their horses better, which they needed to do when they pushed into the Near East in the 8th century BCE. Chapter 2. The Scythians enter the civilized world. Classical, Assyrian, and even biblical sources all provide some clues concerning the process by which the Scythians first came into contact with the sedentary peoples of the ancient Near East. Essentially, the process was similar to what took place at the end of the Bronze Age over 500 years earlier, and what happened almost 500 years later throughout Europe. Due to reasons that have yet to be fully determined, the Scythians swept down from their temporary settlements on the north coast of the Black Sea into Anatolia, and then the Levant, Mesopotamia, and Persia.